Now watch this. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory. His demonstrated love is our glorious victory. What is his demonstrated love? For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. His son gave his life. His son came here and he handled God business, casting out devils, setting the captive free, healing the sick, raising the dead, open eyes of the blind, feeding the hungry, doing all the mighty works of God. And then he died, and then God raised him from the dead, and that was God's love. When we were lost, when we were hopeless, we didn't have any help, God sent his love, and his love, and he demonstrated his love, that I loved you so much, I gave you my only begotten son. And his son became the seed of a new breed. I will say that again. His son became the seed of a new breed. A new race, a new kind of man on this earth. And hallelujah, God demonstrated his love that I will never leave you. I am your father. I am your protection. I am your strength. I am your joy. I am everything to you. God demonstrated his love. His God and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory. And I tell you what, I'm enjoying victory every day of my life. Over everything, demonstrated love, and his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. Now watch this, over everything. So now I live with the confidence that there is nothing in the universe with the power to separate us from God's love. I am convinced that his love will triumph over death, life, trouble, fallen angels, or dark rulers of the heavens. There is nothing in our present or future circumstances that can weaken his love. There is no power above us or beneath us, no power that can ever be found in the universe. Listen, this, I'm talking about the universe. I'm not talking about this earth. In the universe that can distance us from God's passionate love, which he lavished upon us through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah, glory to God. And listen to this one. Closing with this one. John 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. They don't make sinning a way of life. Whoever born of God, a person born of God don't make sinning a way of life. No, but because we don't, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you do not have to be afraid of what's going on in this world. You just know that you are kept by the power of God every day. You let that, you speak who you are. You say what God says about you. Psalm 91, make it a daily portion of your life. No evil shall come nigh my dwelling. It's not coming nigh my dwelling. I go out in safety. I come in safety. I walk in victory. I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be overcome because the overcomer lives on the inside of me. And God is bigger than any problem. And nothing in this universe can ever overcome me. Nothing in this universe can make his love be diminished towards me. So I'm telling you, you don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah to Jesus.